Well, welcome back to Schenectady Capital Region today. And with me, my guest is Sharon Burstyn, and she is with and I want to get this right, it's called the Leadership Summit America, and it's going to be at the Desmond. So I'm Ann Pearl, your host, and you're listening to us on WOOC-FM. And we're going to talk to Sharon about that wonderful event that's coming up that brings in dynamic speakers, and people walk away just absolutely energized.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, they do. It's okay. Now in its fourth year, and it's a pleasure to bring it to Albany because, you know, one of the things as a business owner and being in the C-suite for many, many years, I found that there weren't international caliber speakers coming to this area at any price, let alone affordable price. So I created this to really, as a wonderful asset, and people come actually from all over the country.
Well, the rooms are crowded, and what you do is you bring out both men and women. Everybody comes out, and I was there, and I could see the energy build in the room.
It's building wonderful energy, and I'm all about, as you know, connecting people. So it's
networking,
not only
it's
connecting like people like you and I together, but it's also connecting people directly to the speakers. And it's very seldom do you have that opportunity to not only hear somebody speak, but actually form relationships and connections.
There is that intimacy, I want to say, with the speaker and the audience.
We do. You know, and you have people like Jeff Hoffman, who created Priceline and created the concept of the kiosk, which most people don't even know. He's a serial entrepreneur, and the number of things that he has created are mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. And we have Olympic skiers like Andrew Weibrecht, who's two times. But what does it take to get in that Olympic mindset? You know, so often people
to be a success.
You know, so it's inspiring, and it's helping people to get to the next level of their life.
Absolutely. And you don't have to be a business owner to get something out of this.
No, we have people from all walks of life. And I'm glad you brought that up, because each year we also have high school students selected by their high schools who are, of course, accompanied. And those are through my not-for-profit National Educational Leadership Foundation. We do have college students. We have entrepreneurs, we have people in the not-for-profit world, we have people in range and age roughly from about 17, shall we say, to
all
infinite.
Way up. Yes, yes.
And very wise.
And people do kind of, and if you look at a table, people seem to kind of, you see this mix of people.
Not only a mix, but we very much get everybody up and connecting, because life is about connecting. And so often people come to conferences around the country. And when I'm speaking around the world, I'll say, how many of you know everybody in the room? And of course, no hands go up.
Of course not.
And it could be, I might be speaking at day three of a conference. It could be the closing keynote.
You mean, and they still haven't connected?
No. And it's like, how many of you have met five people? Four, three, two, one. So I'm about right at the beginning of the day. On the first day, we get everybody literally up. And your goal, even during that time, is to connect
to
five people.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is to meet more people. Because what's the number of people you can be connected to?
Infinite.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's like these people really become, you have common interests. And you never know unless you connect to people. But you're attending this. You should want to get to know more about the people, not only the person next to you, but wherever they are in the room. And learn to listen, listen to learn. I mean, as you know, the most important skill that you can learn in life is to listen. So as we say, speak softly, but listen loudly.
Right. And it's important. We're talking with Sharon Burstyn, and we are talking about the Leadership Summit America, which is going to be held on November 7th and 8th at the Desmond. And you can go to her website, to SharonBurstyn.com. to find out more about this and how you can get a ticket to go. I like what you say about listening, because I read somewhere that they asked somebody after some, you know, this interaction, they asked the person, how did you like that person? And they would say, oh, they're wonderful. All the person did was listen.
Exactly.
All the person had done was listen. And it was a study to see how people reacted. And they said, oh, I had such a good time talking to such and such. But the person was just listening and just kind of asking a couple questions, leading questions. And the person went away thinking this was the greatest thing. But people want to talk a little bit about themselves and what they're doing, you've got to listen to them because you're going to learn from them.
Absolutely. You know, and it's the same thing. I don't care if you're in sales or proposal or what. You never just go in with what you're trying to sell.
No.
And so often people do, and it's like, okay, take a time out. Learn. Get to know that person. What are their goals, the company, or whatever you're proposing? And learn from what they want or what their obstacles are, because then you can also formulate what your response is going to be and be the problem solver. But you know what else I love about Leadership Summit are the people who make a difference. Like Frank Shankwitz, who doesn't know Make-A-Wish Foundation?
I know.
But like
Amazing.
Everything, it had a beginning.
Yeah.
Frank's the co-founder. He's back with us. And now the film on his life, which was Humble, The Wish Man, will showing it that night on Wednesday, Thursday night.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
You'll have to come.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. And as Frank says, everybody can be a hero.
Absolutely. You said something rather interesting, but having been in China and talking to them, they have a thing called Guanxi. And it's like you visit with over tea at least two or three times before you talk business.
Oh, no question. You know, and I've learned that when I speak also in Vietnam.
You've gone to Vietnam.
You know, there are formalities, shall we say, and we get to know one another. We do not discuss business.
Exactly.
And the same thing with your business card. You know, here, you know, people are like dealing the business card, you know, like it's a shuffling a deck. In Vietnam or most
in China,
of the Asia,
they use it with two hands.
Exactly. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift, and it's not presented to you lightly, and it's not presented to you until we have made
exactly
that connection.
Yeah. It's really well. These are the things that you're going to learn if you go to the Leadership Summit America, and that's like as I said at the Desmond. And what's nice is they have a lot of things going on at the same time. I mean, you have a little area where people can look over things and get pamphlets and things like that.
We do have some vendors that come every year, and we do have some not-for-profits and people who will
Peggy
Viola
Gray.
And Peggy will be back for her fourth. You know, the interesting thing is we have people
this
probably
is the second
about
one I bought from her,
20 to 25% of people who attend Leadership Summit America return because they get so much content and connections, and we just have a lot of fun, you know. And of course, where we're filming here today, you know, within Proctor's,
we're filming in the Addy at Proctor's,
and we have Jessica Radetzky, who's current cast member of Phantom on Broadway, will also be with us.
Oh, how cool!
So you know, we have people from all walks of life and the arts. And people, we have film producers, the film producer from The Bridge to Terabithia, and the great Gilly Hopkins, David Patterson.
You're just bringing them in. The names just keep coming, right?
You know, but you when you have people who attend from all industries, you want to make sure that you connect, whether you're not-for-profit, profit, for-profit, whether you're an entrepreneur, wherever you are in your life. Angela Badeau, who's owns her Life magazine,
she's
great. But, you know, we have a great time. We laugh and we learn to laugh because, you know, laughter and smiling is also part of your success.
Absolutely.
Part of your image
exactly.
Everything that you do.
So you're listening to WOCFM, the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and we're happy to have you listening to us today. And we have been interviewing Sharon Burstein, who is one dynamic woman. I know I've said that before, but you have to go to one of her summits, I guess you'd say, to find out more about what she does and how you can improve your own life by going to one of these summits and learning a little bit more, maybe about yourself and about a few other people. Thank you so much, Sharon,
for
being on the show.
Thank you.